Hey everyone, we are here tonight with Nick Moreno. I say it like a white guy because I'm a fucking white guy. Sorry for not rolling the R. From the mighty Brutal Death band, as Mike says, the Mexican Brutal Death band, Flesh Horror.
Oh.
Nick, thank you very much for taking time out of your Saturday night to chat with
Yes,
me,
sir.
dude. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it, man. Cheers. I'm having me a cold beer, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just got squared away here at home a little bit ago, and now it's time to have a drink.
Hell yeah. I'm drinking water because, you know, that's because I'm fucking old.
I'm getting up there in age too, man, but I drink in moderation.
Yeah. I used to. I'm actually just going through like a sober period right now.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell like I tell the story because it's the story that really kicked me in the dick, you know. I went to Indianapolis to see Pantera, Lamb of God, and Snafu last July. And was it July? Yeah, it was July. And I got so fucked up before Lamb of God even took the stage. Like, I don't remember Lamb of God or Pantera at all.
Oh shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
So
he got a hammer smashed face at that show, huh?
I did, dude. It was fucking terrible. Their buddy's got a picture of me, like I'm sitting, it's before Lamb of God even takes the fucking stage. I'm sitting over there like, you know, just look fucking
trying to keep it together, but can't.
Yeah, like I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna be okay as the world's doing this number. Yeah. Like, oh shit.
Man, that's funny, man.
Yeah, well, it's terrible because I fucking love Pantera, you know.
Yeah, man. I love that band too, man. One of my all-time faves for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So obviously Flesh Horror, right? Brutal Death. It's beautiful and horrific, and you know, listening to both the full lengths that you guys released, both in 18 and 21, they both start out with those instrumentals, which is, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that one more time. And you cut out there for a second.
Both the albums from 18 and 21, they both start out with instrumentals, right? So.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they do, man. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Between Life and Death from the 2018
off the 2018 Homicidal. Yeah. That's got an intro at the beginning there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it's cool. Cause I keep waiting for you to come in on it and you never come in on it. And I'm like, oh shit.
Oh yeah. No, there were a few songs that I thought just sounded too cool on their own. And they ended up becoming those type of things to kickstart the album, so to say, man. And we kind of like to do that when we play live now. We'll play those intros or that first intro off of Homicidal and kind of get the crowd warmed up, man, and get everybody that's outside drinking and smoking inside so they can come jam with us. So start making some noise.
Well, it's a good way to open an album. It's a good way to open a set too, you know, because it you're right. It fucking wakes everyone up and makes them go, oh, hold on, there's something going on. I gotta get in there and check it out.
Right. Yeah. And hopefully, you know, once they start hearing that music going, they'll finish smoking up or whatever they're doing outside. We all have our thing.
Yeah, that's the truth. So, you know, the last album came out in 21. Are you guys working on new music right now?
Yeah, man, we're in the midst of all that currently. Start putting together some new songs about fall after last year, because we had a really busy year last year, more so concentrating on the shows that we had lined up and the big Pantera gigs that we had did as well, and then following another crazy show down in Mexico. So after we rounded all those off, finished off Mexico, took a few weeks to just kick back at home and didn't really get into the jam room yet, but after those 2 weeks went by, got back into the jam room, started writing. I've had a lot of riffs going off in my head, and I'm not really a guitar player, but I've been relaying these riffs back to my boy, kind of humming shit to them and working off of stuff like that. So I've been giving them some ideas. We've been bouncing back and forth, and now to the day where we're at now, we got about 4 solid songs going on number 5 now, and I've got 3 songs already penciled out lyrically, so we're moving along, man. I'm in the midst of writing a lot of that shit down at the moment too, so
hell yeah.
A lot of times sitting here at home, get lost and my thoughts are, yeah, you know, getting this mindset going, man.
Yeah, that's good shit though, right? Like I think for all the fans, right, everyone's probably excited to hear some new music. I mean, at this point, you guys are about 3 years since the last release.
2021 was the last one, man, so we're due to get out some new shit and get rolling with some new music. So
yeah, so like last year was a fucking big year for you guys, right, with the opening for Pantera, doing you ended the year at Mexico Metal Fest, right?
Right, yes sir. Yeah, to Hell in Heaven Fest. Yeah. Oh, man, and that was actually a badass show. Came down very last minute, man. We were like, are we gonna make it happen? Are they gonna make it happen for us, or we're not going at all? So for a second there, kind of looked like it wasn't gonna happen, and then we kind of blew it off. We're like, oh fuck it, whatever, you know, let bygones be bygones. Yeah, just maybe next year or something.
Yeah.
And 2 days before, or even a night before, they call us up saying our plane tickets are ready to go. We got to get to the airport, this and that. We're like, dude, we just thought, you know, we just blew it off. Didn't even think anything of it. It's like, all right, let's pack it up, man. Let's go. Everyone ready, you know? So on the whim, there we go to fucking Mexico.
Hell yeah.
And it ended up being really badass, man. Thanks to Freddie Ibata and another buddy of ours named Rick Garza that helped us get down there and get us where we needed to be in on that fucking stage. So it was cool. It ended up being really badass and getting to play with some bands that I never thought we'd get to share the stage with and meet other members from like Exodus and hang out with the guys from Belphegor, fucking Asphyx, like all these names. I'm like, man, I could just keep dropping names, but it was awesome to be in the presence of some of those badass death metal legends.
Fuck yeah, dude. It's a, you know, it's always nice. Like for me, from a fan's perspective, I love seeing bands get somewhere and play on a stage with other bands where they're like, oh man, I never thought I'd actually play with them.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I've got to open for a lot of bands now over the years, and getting to jam and get to know these guys later on a personal level and become friends has been awesome. And it's a lot of guys I looked up to, man, like Dudes in Immolation, stuff like that, bands like that, Incantation, another band that I've looked up to that now they're like friends of ours and stuff, man. Shout out to John McEntee too.
Hell yeah. So. Yeah, literally you said Incantation. I was like, John.
yeah, he's another awesome guy, man. And whenever we do cross paths, it's always good to see him and hang out, shoot the breeze. Shit, he invited us out to play at his wedding a few years back too, so that was pretty badass.
Hell yeah. That's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, you know, with everyone's schedules, it gets a little crazy.
It can.
Do you guys have a timeline on when you're hoping the album will be done?
Right now, don't have anything set in stone yet. I think the guys, more so we have, like I said, we got 4 songs. And number 5, I think, is rounding off already, too. So we're not sure if we want to do a full album yet or if we're going to just go for an EP right now. So if we're all happy with the 5 songs that we have, we might just stick with those and put out this EP and start working on the next batch of songs right after that to keep things flowing. I don't want to wait too much longer again. And
yeah,
more years fly by, man, because you're just getting older and it starts to catch up to you, man. So
yeah, you get so. It's so easy, you know, the older we get, to get sidetracked with life shit. It's
exactly, you know,
kids and house and whatever,
trying to work around like like I don't I got a wife, but I don't have any kids, but all my other buddies in the band do. So working with their schedules, with whatever personal stuff they got going on, you know, we all talk on a daily basis. So man, so we're pretty much just a few messages away from talking about practice or shooting the, you know, ideas back and forth about what we're working on musically. So
Yeah.
but we try to get together once a week, you know, every week, man. We get together on Thursday nights and down some beers and hash stuff out that we've been either thinking about at home or messing with as well. So
Yeah. All right. So Thirsty Thursdays, as we call it.
oh yeah, man, we had Thursdays are for the boys now,
Yeah.
it's become so.
That's funny
But
shit.
yeah, man, so we stay busy. We're you know, not busy on the live front right now, but definitely busy in the jam room. So
Yeah. Well, I think, right, you go through phases where you really want to focus on writing and get that next, piece of art out, right? And you shy away from playing out so you can actually focus on that.
yeah, man, yeah. So we've turned down some shows. I mean, we've been having some offers and stuff, but I think I'm more of the one that keeps like kind of putting it off, putting those things off, because I'm like, nah, we need to stay concentrated in the jam room. The shows will come, you know, but we need to put the new music out to back up what we're trying to do and keep rolling, man, because we love doing this. So don't want to just keep playing the same material over and over, you know.
I feel like everyone that I talk to says by the time the music gets out for the band, it's kind of like, I mean, it's still good, but it's kind of old. I'm ready to write something new and get to it. So
Yeah, man. And like I said, I think we outdid ourselves on the shows last year. We did all we could for the time being. So now it's just definitely time to concentrate and write and
yeah.
get rolling with getting back into the studio. So
So are you guys gonna self-release or do you have a label that's gonna back you?
we're in the talks still, like with a few labels, and then possibly working with Housecore Records still. So that's
Okay.
still up in the air, because they did get us on those gigs last year doing the Pantera run. And they have expressed an interest in putting out the next, you know, release for us. So we just got to get it done, man. So, and I'm very much that dude that's like, not yet, not yet. I don't, we got to tweak this. You got to do that. And I'm still writing out my lyrics. So as soon as I feel comfortable with what I have on my part, then fuck yeah, man, we're gonna get in there and record. So
Hell yeah.
three songs down, two to go, man. So
Hell yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. Can't wait to hear some new stuff. When you were a kid, what were some of your like major influences to go, okay, I'm gonna really play fucking I wanna play music and I'm gonna play the heaviest, nastiest shit that I can play.
oh man, well, growing up, I grew up like Metallica, Slayer, Pantera fan for sure. And then one night, you know, I'm dabbling around on my radio at home, and I come across there's a college radio station here in San Antonio called 90.1 KSYM. It's just college radio, but Thursday nights they have a metal show. Now it's probably a little more tame than what it was back in the early 90s. But coming across this radio station one night, man, I was like, what the fuck is this noise? You know, I could hear this heavy guitar, brutal vocals. And like I said, I was already into metal a little bit, you know, jamming all the old Metallica stuff, Pantera, those Show No Mercy from fucking Slayer, you know, all that shit. And then you come across Altars of Madness from Morbid Angel, and it just changed my whole world, man. And then you get into bands like them, Deicide, back in the day, first hearing about this band called Cataclysm. They had an album called The Mystical Gate of Reincarnation, or an EP, I should say. So hearing those particular bands at a man, what was it? I'm 40 now, so in 93, 94, I probably was like 11, 12 or so. And hearing those bands though, hearing that death metal show on Thursday nights opened my whole mind up to a whole other crazy genre I fucking wasn't ready for, but my God, I took it in and loved every minute of it. So I'd call into that station asking about who is this, who is that, and record them on little mixtapes, man, and Cannibal Corpse, Deicide, all that early stuff. And that's how I got into it. And then now I guess doing vocals, being a vocalist, man, definitely Chris Barnes, Tomb of the Mutilator era stuff, Suffocation, Pierce from Within stuff, man, Frank Mullen. I'm a big Deicide freak, man. So of course, you know, Glenn fucking Benton.
Yeah.
Those type of guys, and hearing that kind of brutality on the on a recording like that, I was just like, holy shit, man. I've been stuck ever since, man. There's no going back. I'm damned.
Well, you know, and it's funny because you know, all those bands you named, like Slayer to me, of course, I'm a fucking huge fan of Slayer. I love Metallica. I love Pantera. Right. But to go from those guys into Morbid Angel and Suffocation and Cataclysm and all, you know, even fucking Deicide, like it's a whole other world that people don't really understand. Man.
And it was man, when I came across it, I was just so stuck on it. It's all I wanted to listen to. It's all I still truly do listen to on the regular, man. I'm always either jamming death metal or honestly, I'm a big black metal freak too, so I dive into that world and find all kinds of fucking bands and
hell yeah,
a lot of obscure shit that I really do love these days. So
I've got a band, a local band here, local to me. They're signed to Prosthetic Records. They've got a new album.
Oh, okay. That
comes out, I think, March 1st. They're called Volcandra.
I've heard of that. I've heard of that before. I've heard the band before, but it's been a minute, though.
Yeah. So, like, the first album that came out was, like, super black metal. And then the second... the second thing was an EP, and it's like got a mix. It's not as much black. And then this thing, I just listened to it. Holy fuck, man. It sounds so good. It's got that mix of like mellow death and some black metal, and it's, man, it's fucking good.
Man, yeah, send me the link to that, man. I'll give it a spin. I'm always checking out new bands and music, and certain stuff sticks, certain stuff doesn't, you know, and there are certain bands that, man, I'll jam on the regular because it just does it for me. And yeah, I get stuck with particular bands where I'll listen to the fucking thing till I can't anymore or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, even then you're like, okay, I got to take a break from that. And then like 2 days later, you're like, fuck, I got to listen to that.
Come right
again.
Back to it again. Yeah, exactly, man. There's certain albums of these times, man, that I'm glued on right now too.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. There's actually this fucking, it's not black metal. It's like this stoner weird. It's like, what do they call themselves? Like a stoner rock band, but they have psych influences and there's some surf and.
So some weird shit going on.
Yeah, but man, they're so fucking good. The band is Fire Down Below.
Okay.
I'm like stuck on them right now. Like, fuck.
That's cool, man. It's cool. It sounds interesting. I'll give that a spin too.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm like you. I just like to, I'm always hunting for music. I want to hear what else is out there. Like, I don't care if it's got 10 million plays and I've never heard it, or 5 plays and I've never heard it. Like, I want to give everything a pretty equal fair shake, you know?
Yeah, exactly, man. I give everything a fair shake, man. I like to, like, I'm a big underground metal freak. Since forever now, man. And we'll continue to be.
Yeah.
Going to my grave a fucking metalhead, so.
Yeah, it was all, so you mentioned making your mixtape off the college radio, and I back in the 90s, right? I was it into tape trading a whole lot. So you fucking, you're seeing all this wild shit come out. Like, there was one point someone gave me this fucking tape, and it had Gar Samuelson's like fusion fucking project post Megadeth. And I'm like, like what?
Yeah. Yeah, man. You find other kinds of weird shit, you know, it's always cool to dive in and, yeah, man, see where you end up musically with whatever you're into. So,
yeah,
I know I'm always spending a bunch of money on shit that I don't need anymore, but there I go. I already have another copy of it. Oh, but I want the splatter version now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I told my wife when we got together, I said, listen, I used to collect vinyl. My house burned down. I don't want to collect vinyl anymore. So please do not buy me any vinyl. And she's
okay.
She's like, okay, yeah, that's cool. A year later, she buys me a vinyl, and I'm like, well, there goes my fucking money. Shit, out the window.
back in it again, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's a fun, good addiction to have, you know? It's not for drugs sure. or anything like that. Not right. fucking your world up. So,
yeah, I'm just like, motherfucker, now I got to buy a new record player, and I got to get this, and I got to do that. Whatever. It's
yeah,
good shit.
Man. I don't have too many vinyls, man, but I do got a little, nice little stash, and every one of the ones that I have so far, I'm like I said, I'm a big fanboy as well. Like I geek out when all my favorite bands come to town, and I try to make it to the shows and get all my shit signed if I can, you know.
Yeah,
stuff like that, man. Like, I got this is one of my latest acquires right here, man. Got me a Possessed Seven Churches signed by Jeff last year at the end of the year.
Hell yeah.
So I was actually stoked to get fucking Seven Churches signed by that dude. Stuff like that. I'm very much into those things, you know, collecting and getting all my stuff signed if I can, man, and take pictures and whatever else. Smoke a joint if you want.
I'm too. This is fucking Cannibal Corpse, Revocation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whitechapel
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, all signed by fucking Cannibal Corpse, and then the set list from the fucking show.
Oh yeah, man. I got a few things by Cannibal signed as well over the years. First time I saw Cannibal, man, that's funny we're talking about them. The other day I was messing around on eBay, right? And my first Cannibal Corpse show was Gallery of Suicide era 98, man. I was like a freshman in high school at that time. But that was like my first time seeing Cannibal. I wish I could have saw the Barnes era, but I never got to.
Right.
It was already George at the time, but I was trying to bid on some fucking Gallery of Suicide shirt on eBay the other day and got sniped out at the last minute, man. It was already up over $100, too, but I was like, I need that long sleeve. I didn't get to buy it when I was that age or something like that, you know? Something I've always been, things I'm always searching after that I missed out on as a youngster, so.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's the funny thing about, it seems predominant with metalheads, right? We go to a show and we're like, that t-shirt's cool. I want that. That t-shirt's cool. I want that, you know, and it's,
oh man, I've spent so much money on shit. Dude, I buy it up. I buy it all up if I can.
I've got a wall of totes in my garage. It's all freaking band t-shirts. My wife's like, are you gonna get rid of them? I'm like, no, why the fuck would I get rid of them? Like, they're all band t-shirts and I love all the fucking bands.
Oh, I know. I can't sell anything, man. I've had friends sell shirts here and there, hit me up. I'm like, here, man, give me that, I'll take all those off you. So I'm a merch hoarder as well, you know.
Yeah.
And me and Mike DeLeon, my boy Mike, me and him are always going back on merch. Me and him are probably more of the merch hogs of the band for sure, man. We're like going to the merch booths and just throwing the money. We're like, man, how much did you spend? Almost $300 or something, you know?
Oh yeah.
But we fucking love it, man. Money don't mean shit to me. I don't care for all that. I'd rather have my fucking shirts and CDs and shit.
Well, you can always go
as long as the bills are paid, you know.
Right, that's it. Right, that's the important thing. I've got a buddy. I'd go to shows with, and I'm like, how much you spend tonight? He's like, oh, you know, like a house payment. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
yeah, I know, man. I know. I'll come back to my wife, and So I spent what I was allotted to. I didn't go overboard. So try to keep it cool, man. But it's if I don't buy the shirt there on the spot, I go back home dreading not buying some merch. And there I go looking on eBay, spending more money than I had to at the time, you know,
yep.
than I could have or whatever. So,
well,
but yeah,
and
man.
that's what keeps all the bands going though too, right? Like, is you go out and it's like, it's cool to buy a ticket, but it's also really cool to buy the merch and say, hey, listen.
Man, that's where the bands make their dinero, man, is that merch. I don't think a lot of people realize that you gotta to you want to support the band, go pick up a shirt, man, or the albums, you know, whatever they got there at that merch stand. Buy it all up if you can, man, because it really does go a long way to get those guys to the next city and on the next stage. So
Yeah, fuck yeah, it does. So with all the shows last year, what for you were like some real standout moments for Flesh Hoarder as a whole?
Man, well, we had a lot of good underground shows for sure here in the local scene. Been killer crowds, man. It's been a definite resurgence here in Texas. So,
hell yeah.
And then the name, you know, the Flesh Hoarder, the name alone has gotten out there. So people are getting interested and starting to see a little uproar in the crowd and more brutal pits happening and stuff like that, man. But if I had to pick those certain shows, probably went the first night opening for Pantera out there in Rogers, Arkansas. That was insane. That was insane. And just being able to play in front of that massive fucking crowd that was out there. I don't know. No words can describe. You're just up there. You're just like, this is what I've been after my whole life, you know? Jamming that way, jamming this brutal form of music for other fucking crazy people that might have never heard of it, and a lot of crazy down below that definitely do love it. So getting it into a lot of new eyes and ears, that was awesome. And man, just the hospitality of the Pantera crew with us for, you know, getting out there that first night and hanging out with them and them working with us and making it, you know, making sure they gave us the best sound they possibly could so we could put on a good show.
Hell yeah.
Just seeing all the eyes and ears out there, that many heads, you know, was insane. And that's one show that I'll never forget, man. The biggest show I probably have played in my life for sure.
Hell yeah.
That was a badass one.
I think that's really fucking cool. They take out these much smaller underground bands to do right the opening show. You guys, Child Bite, King Parrot in Australia is doing some shows,
right?
Nest, Snafu, like, and I can only imagine that for you guys, Phil was probably doing the same thing as every other opener. Every time I see it, he's sitting side stage jamming out to the fucking opener, and I'm like, God, that is so badass.
Man. Yeah, he was out there watching side stage, jamming along with us, man. So, and the dude is definitely an idol of mine, especially being a vocalist.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one of my first metal shows, hardcore metal shows, I should say. I know there was Cannibal, some of my first time seeing Cannibal, but my first time seeing Pantera was in '96, man, the Great Southern Trendkill Tour and White Zombie. And that was my first real, like, visual on what these type of shows are like, and taking it in, you know, just being around that environment, the pit, the smell of good weed in the air, you know, I love those kind of things, man. And it's still something I very much enjoy and will continue to enjoy for as long as I live, for sure.
So for you, how does it feel to like have Phil watching you side stage?
It was a trip, man. It was a trip, you know. And we've got to go back a few years now, man. Like, our first time getting to hang out, I met him in 2015 at the Housecore Harfest, bullshitted a little bit there, and I was jamming with another band called Disfigured at the time, and we played that festival. And Fast forward to 2017, we played with Super Joint Ritual, a show here in Texas. And I got to shoot the breeze again there with him again and get to know him, his wife.
Was that the double?
It was with, with Devil Driver. Yeah. So got to do that gig with them, burn a super joint down with them. And just shoot the breeze there again, man. And especially with my boy Mike, you know, being that stepping stone, you know, him already being in with those guys and playing gigs with the illegals and stuff like that too. Yeah. So since then, man, it just spiraled into what we got to do last year, you know, networking and those friendships that we've built over time. And fuck, I would hope, you know, being a good band too, though, you know.
Well, for sure, for sure. So. and you know, it's again, right, from a fan's perspective, it's fucking awesome to see that opportunities are out there for, you know, for a lot of the smaller bands. Because, you know, when we were growing up, I mean, I'm a little bit older than you, but same time frame, right? When we were growing up, you had to have, to go out with some of these bigger bands, you had to have a label, you had to have that support behind you. And it wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to grab Joe off the street and take him with me. And now I feel like it's a lot more accessible for the smaller, more underground bands to get out and do that shit.
Yeah, man. If you get out there and put the time and effort, man, you know, it, hopefully some open some doors for you, you know, and get out there to experience more and play those type of shows. So
yeah,
just, it's always a work in progress, honestly, man. This shit does not come easy, you know, at least for me, it doesn't. And I can't speak for everyone, but to me, it's always a work in progress, man. So always trying to, what's next, you know? Oh, that's already set and done. What are we next, you know? So
hell yeah.
Always just trying to keep going and, you know, like get this new music going that we're doing right now. So I'm excited for the new songs. I very much enjoy jamming them on my own. So I can't wait for everybody else to start jamming them too.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, I can't wait. I want to hear some new shit, you know? And I'm, like I said, right, Mike turned me on to Flesh Hoarder. And when did I don't know. I think I started connecting with Mike when he was still playing with MOD.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, he's a busy guy, man. He's been all over the place already too.
Yeah. And good for him, right? Like again, right? Like it's fucking awesome to see people do what they love to do and just succeed at it. And you see the smile on his fucking face every fucking night. He's like, hell yeah.
Oh man, living the dream, dude. If anyone can say that, that's him, man. He's got to get out there and fucking live it up and play some massive crowds all over the world, you know, and we're all proud of him too, man. He's a do or die brother, you know, just keeps on going.
Hell yeah. So, once the new album comes out, are you guys, are you going to try to do any like US runs?
Oh yeah. We're going to be doing a few shows here probably in April, at the beginning of April, with a band called Necro Goblicod.
Oh yeah.
So we just got added to a few gigs with them. One's gonna be out there in Birmingham, Alabama, and the other one's gonna be in Baton Rouge. So those are just a few gigs that we have coming up for now, and a possible San Antonio date, April 4th, 5th, and 6th, I think. We're going to be doing a three day run with those guys. But as far as like the new album, when that comes out, yeah, man, I would love to get out there more often than not and push the shit out of it and get out to, you know, anywhere and everywhere we possibly can. So it's always just a matter of timing and, man, working out those figures, you know?
Yeah.
It's the... As fun as it is, man, you still got to come home back with something, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the truth. You got to make some money. You got to pay the bills because, you know, it,
It's hard enough just trying to live, you know. And but we all do make sacrifices going out there and getting into that van and driving as far as we can to get to that stage, man. And we'll go anywhere, man. We, you know, it doesn't matter to us. We'll drive as far as we need to and shit like that, or fly or wherever the fuck and work it out somehow.
Yeah, do what you got to do to fucking put it out there in front of people for sure.
Yeah. That's exactly what we're, you know, like what we hope to achieve with the next batch of songs, is to get out there a little further than we've been before and hopefully land some bigger gigs like we did last year. And if not, I mean, stay doing what we do and keep hitting the small club circuit and try to get into other cities and jam with other bands from other cities and see what those scenes are like, stuff like that. So,
Hell yeah.
just try to put out the music and then reap the rewards that may come, man. So,
Hell yeah. Well, I'd love to see you guys here in Louisville. I think it'd be fucking awesome. And if you
yeah, man,
feel,
hopefully one day we can. Shit, we
well,
just
if
got to work it out. And
you guys ever feel like you're getting to that point where you're gonna be in a vicinity, let me know. I'll get you connected, right? We'll figure out a show for you guys here.
yeah, and we do get offers here and there, and it's just a matter of time, man, matter of timing, really,
Yeah.
because all of us are, like I said, we've all got our own things in our own personal lives, this and that. So we all work well together, though, and we try to make things happen, and working around our personal lives and shit like that, man, jobs, you know.
Yeah.
It's a motherfucker, but if you love it, man, you'll make it happen. So
That's the truth, right? And that's when you've got a passion for something, you're gonna do whatever you can to keep it fucking moving forward.
oh yeah, and we definitely don't do it for the money, shit,
Right.
man. It's nice to have a little something for the band, but it's what we do, though, man. We just act like we don't, you know, we put it towards the band, you know, everything goes back into the band and funnel it back into making more merch, art, getting into the studio. So
Hell yeah.
it's all about, to me, man, it's all about heart, man. This is where our hearts are want to be, and this is our passion and our lives. So we fucking love metal, you know.
Hell yeah, dude. Me too. Hold on, what's your glass say? Is that the Bastard?
It's a arrogant bastard ale, some
Yeah.
other crazy beer back in the day. But
Yeah.
I'm just drinking a Michelob Ultra, man. Nothing crazy.
You're getting
I'm
old, trying to
watching.
watch your calories.
Exactly, dude. Shit, man. So I like to eat, you know. I like to eat. I like to drink, but I gotta watch myself too, man. So fucking gotta get my ass in that gym and on that motherfucking elliptical treadmill and on them weights and this and that, man. I try to stay fit and get out there and stay screaming in the microphone the way I like to. So,
Hell yeah. Hell
yeah,
yeah.
man. Everything, yeah, like I said, always a work in progress.
Well, you got to, right? Because if you're not fucking working at something, you're losing something.
Oh, yeah, man. I'd be sluggish up there, fucking passing out, falling off the stage or some stupid shit, you know?
Right.
Especially the last year's gigs with Pantera, those are fucking outside gigs and they're around the summertime.
It's hot
So
as fuck.
I was conditioning myself in my hot ass garage, man, jamming for 1 hour straight, singing along to motherfucking Butchered at Birth or something like that.
Yeah.
And burning my ass off in the garage, getting ready for those gigs to be ready for it, man. Ready for that fucking hellfire. So, and
Yeah.
it
Do you feel
pays
that
off.
you feel like that was the way, that was the right way to do that, and it fucking
Oh
paid
yeah,
off?
man. It's like going into a I grew up doing karate and shit like that as a kid, and I grew up boxing, doing boxing tournaments and stuff like that. So the way I always picture getting ready for a gig, man, it's just like training for the big fight. You know what I mean? You got to get out there and put in the work. So that way you can put on a good stage performance when it's time to get under the lights and in front of those people's eyes and ears, you know?
Yeah.
So always got to be ready, man. You
Yeah, I bet it was
never
hot as.
know what may come, man. We're in an off zone right now, but something may come up worth the fuck, and you got to be ready for it. So
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that once the new thing hits, there's going to be a lot more opportunities that you guys are like, well, I guess we're going to fucking go do blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that's how it pans out, you know, but you never know in this kind of stuff, man. You know, there's always gonna be other bands out there too trying to get after the same prize. So
Yeah.
it's always like a somewhat friendly competition, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, healthy, fuck. There's health. God, I can't even fucking think right now. What the hell's wrong with me? It's healthy competition is what I was looking for.
Yeah, man. Keeps you pushing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Keeps you pushing forward, man. So
But you guys,
I know.
at this point, you guys have been together 13 years.
Yeah, long time now. I'm still going, man. So it's awesome to say that. A lot of bands can't say that these days, you know. A
Right.
lot of people fall off the wayside or get to the age we're at now and just don't give a shit anymore or grew out of it or something, you know. They're out there li easy listening crap or whatever the fuck.
Like,
But no, not us, not us dudes, man. Shit, we're very much still big fans and we love it, man. We love it, you know. That's all we
well,
can say.
you know, I'll tell you, it's real funny. Like I, you know, with my day job, I talk to a lot of people, and you see these people, they're in these nice fucking button ups and clean cut, and you know, you're like, I'll bet they listen to like Dave Matthews, right? And then you talk to them and they're like, oh no, dude, I was fucking jamming out to like Blood Incantation, and you're like, huh?
You're
Like,
like, wait, huh? Did I hear that correctly?
right,
All
you
right, no, yeah, I get it, man. I know there are a lot of like I said, there's been a resurgence in the scene for sure. So there's a lot of people coming out the woodworks that you wouldn't think liked underground metal or maybe didn't really get into it at a certain point in time and now are very much getting involved in the metal scene. So
Yeah.
it's cool, man. You know, it's all walks of life, you know. You can be the grungiest dude to the fucking preppiest dude and still love metal. So
That well, that's the truth. That's the absolute truth. So the last time Cannibal Corpse came through, I was like, like you, right? I'm like, I'm gonna go fucking see him. I see him every time they fucking come through, and it was them, Mayhem, Gore Guts, and Blood Incantation.
oh yeah, that was an awesome show, man. That was an
Fuck
awesome
yeah.
show. I caught that one too.
Dude, like I liked Blood Incantation. I've never seen them live and I wasn't sure what to see, but they fucking took the stage and they just, you can't help but like watch and stare, and you're so involved and encapsulated in their fucking music. Just a killer way to start the fucking night, you know?
Yeah, they're a good batch of musicians for sure, man. I've always wondered why they chose the name Blood Incantation, though. It's a cool name, but I was like, man, there's still that. I think about old school incantation. It just
Yeah.
sounds like, man, I don't know. They're a good band. Not my cup of tea per se, but they're a good band.
Yeah, I really enjoy the atmospheric shit. So it worked out great for me. And to see like the time before that I saw Cannibal Corpse, of course, they headlined and it was, I think, 800 or 900 people. And then this time, and we've got a really small, we've got a small market compared to most other places. But this
Okay.
time it was fucking 2,000 people sold out, and it sold out in like a day, dude. I was like,
Man, yeah, dude, it's crazy how Cannibal is just packing them out all the time now, man. Amphitheaters and shit, you know?
yeah.
It's awesome to see from, you know, like when I first saw them way back when, you know, and them playing them small little clubs, which I still miss, but shit, man, they're packing these big amphitheaters out now and things like that and it's insane, you know. It's insane to see them, you know, still going, you know, especially the age those fucking guys are at. God damn, they're still killing it, you know.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, for them, they're what, 30, 34, 35 years in at this point.
Right. Something like that.
You know, so you're going to be fucking, you might be 70, but you'll be packing out them amphitheaters too.
Oh, I hope so, man. It's a thing I will always be after, you know. It's this is definitely my passion, and I don't see myself stopping anytime soon unless I fucking die or something like that, you know. But
yeah, well, let's not let that shit happen.
it almost happened a few years ago already, but I don't want to get into that. It was stupid shit anyways. Goddamn plague. The plague. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
But anyways,
So your wife
back and put off the next album. So
your wife is like super supportive of you doing all this too, huh?
Oh yeah, man. She lets me, man. It's not even her thing really. You know, she has her own thing. I got mine. She lets me do what I love. And, I couldn't be more thankful, honestly, man. Cause I know other dudes' wives are like, you're not gonna go do that fucking shit. No. You know, like, it happens, you know. I've seen it. I've seen other dudes get scolded out by their women. So
yeah,
I'm just like, I'm gonna go over here. I'll see you next round, bro. But yeah, fortunately, man. I guess speaking for myself and the other guys in the band, all of our women are all very supportive of us and what we love to do, and give us that time and space that we need to do this kind of stuff. So and. That trust, you know, you got to have that trust, man. So
yeah,
without that trust, then fuck, you know, but no. Luckily for us, you know, we got a lot of support behind us from our women and then our friends and people that love what we do as well, man. And been fortunate enough to make a lot of cool friends along the way over the years, getting out there and jamming and having fun, man, you know, meeting other people, like-minded fucking metal maniacs.
Well, that's what we fucking are too, man. All of us, right? Get out to a show and we get a little bit crazy. We have a good time and it's, you know.
Yeah man. Yeah, dude, I still love going to shows, man. Haven't got to get out to anything this year as of late though. I've been laying low, honestly, myself, but more so, man, just because just concentrating on what I'm doing with my own band right now.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, writing, you know, apart from taking care of the bills and stuff like that and personal lives and shit, you know. But the shows will come again. I'll get back out there and start moshing again here and there.
Hell yeah.
I was always a big mosher growing up, man. I loved getting in the pits as a youngster. Maybe not so much these days. I gotta watch myself, but let the youngsters now let them, you know, bash each other around, and I still love watching it just the same.
Yeah, the last pit I got in was probably 15 years ago or something, and I fucked up my shoulder and had to go have surgery on my shoulder. So I'm like, I guess I'm gonna stay out of the pit. I'm too fucking old now.
Yeah, man. I guess 2019, I saw Cannibal Corpse and Morbid Angel and Blood Incantation again and Necrot. That was a badass fucking show. And the one here in San Antonio, man, the SA Metalheads here in SA, when you get those big gigs like that, those pits are fucking brutal. They really are. I can always back up the SA pits, man, because they're just ruthless and relentless. And it's just, you never know if somebody's going to come out of there missing an eye or not. Shit. I got in the pit last song of the night, Cannibal Corpse, Hammer Smashed Face. You know, the one everyone jumps in there for usually.
Yeah.
Well, I busted the fuck out of my elbow and probably somebody's teeth or something. I don't know, man. I didn't know I was busted down there until a buddy of mine was like, dude, you got a lot of blood on your arm. And I was like, oh, shit, where the fuck is all that from? Grab my hand, I go check it, my finger pretty much goes inside my elbow, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm fucked up, uh-oh. I didn't even bother going to the hospital or nothing, I didn't care, I was like, I could treat this at home, I'll be all right. Bandages, she cleaned it out, bandages shit out of it, bought a lot of that butterfly tape, glued it shut. That was my last mosh pit, though, man. I retired after that one.
Yeah. You know, and
I had my fair share of fun, man. Hundreds of mosh pits over the years.
you hit that threshold. You get a major like injury and you're like, okay, I don't want to do this shit
Oh,
anymore. Like, I love the
yeah.
pit, but I can't afford that fucking hospital bill.
Yeah,
Like,
man. And I've been bruised and battered here and there a bunch of times over the years. And after that one, my wife was like, "You need to chill out already. You're not a youngster anymore." And I was like, "Fuck. Fuck. Don't tell me
yeah.
that." But I mean, it is what it is, man, you know. And I still love watching everyone else get down in the pit though, man. I love standing. I still got to be right next to it or something like that.
Yeah, gotta be in that fucking vicinity. Gotta have a good
Oh
time.
yeah. That's where that feeling is, man, you know.
Yeah.
Part of the show, you know.
Yep. We took my daughter to see, it was the Metal Blade like 35th anniversary tour with damn, who all was on that? It's like Whitechapel, Allegiant, and I don't honestly.
I don't remember exactly on that particular show, man.
Yeah, I don't either. But so we're I've got her like right on the fucking rail, and me and a good friend of mine are standing right there just making sure she's not getting crushed, because she was probably 11, 10 or 11 at the time.
Okay.
This fucking dude comes barreling through the fucking pit and hits my buddy in the back of the fucking head, dude. He starts just fucking gushing blood out the back, like,
Oh man, see, somebody
fuck.
teeth got jammed in the back of his head or something like
They
that.
fucking did,
Oof.
man.
That's like hurting my bald ass head right
I
now.
do.
I could feel it. I was like, ah.
So we cleaned it up, you know, and he's all good. And then, like, I don't know, 20 minutes later, the dude who was getting super rowdy and really fucking people up, someone laid his ass out in the middle of the fucking pit.
It's always good to see when you those there are those bullies out there, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's always a good feeling when you see that bully get laid the fuck out too, you
Yeah. Like, dude,
know?
let's just have a good fucking time. We ain't gotta hurt each other. Shit.
Yeah, man, you get those jackasses from time to time, the goons that don't really belong there, so to say, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So this year, what's you put the EP out. What like goal for the band do you have this year, aside from putting the new album out, that you would say, okay, we had a successful year?
Man, I'd say just to try to get out to other venues that we've yet to get to, man. Other cities, other states, and hopefully make some new friends in other places. Really, man, that's the goal, is to continue to keep jamming and getting out there on the live front, because it's what we love to do, and try to push it even further than we did last year. So just trying to get out further and further away from our hometown, man. So hopefully it'll open more new doors, and I'd love to get overseas and go play over there too. You know, that's been a big goal of mine. I know some of the other guys have got to do it with other bands. I have yet to get over to Europe myself, and I would love to go experience that, see what those type of crowds are like. Yeah, man, that's a goal right there, man. Get overseas, even
Hell
that,
yeah.
you know, as long as getting other places here within the States as well. So
Yeah, well, I feel like, you know, when for the States, when a lot of the more underground stuff for us tends to take off really well, like over in Europe and Japan and what have you.
right, it's just they're more open to it for some reason, man. They just love it more overseas, to me, it seems, I guess. And
Yeah.
although the states are grasping it more now, that, like I said, there's been that resurgence, and there are good crowds coming out, and dudes bringing their kids out to the shows and stuff like that. So that's awesome to see too. But yeah, I don't know, man. That overseas market just seems more open to it or something like that. That's the word I'm looking for, man. They take it in more than
Well,
I guess folks here maybe a little bit.
I part of that, I think, is it's that mindset of, oh, they're from another country, like a, they're going to be over here playing. I got to really check them out, right?
Right,
And
right.
then you know, there's pockets in the world that are a lot more open to punk or, you know, death metal or black metal or, you know, and they all have their own little pockets around the world, which is, you know,
Right,
fucking.
yeah, it's just the way it is. Yeah, man. And like I said, we've had good shows, we've had bad shows, you know. It's different everywhere. You don't know what's gonna be like. You just hope for the best, man. And whether it's 5, 10, 20 people, you gotta still get out there and jam your ass off regardless.
For sure.
So, but everyone takes it in differently.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, Nick, I'm gonna say thank you. I greatly, greatly appreciate you taking time out of your Saturday night to enjoy your wine down beer and chat with me.
Oh yeah, man. My pleasure, man. Thanks for having me on, man. Yeah, I enjoy hanging out and shooting the breeze with other like-minded metalheads, man. And you know, thanks for taking an interest in the band and taking the time to shoot the shit for a minute.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, let's I am really excited for the new music. I can't wait for for it to happen. When it's, you know, when it's ready to come out, let me know. I'm gonna fucking pre-order that motherfucker.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Thank you for that.
Hell yeah.
Already thank you for the pre-order, you know. Not even in the studio yet, but yeah, I'm excited for the new stuff. I am. I'm having fun in the jam room jamming them. We're having fun creating right now, and like I said, dormant on the live front, but we're not dormant in that jam room, man. We are very, very active right now and in the process of creating some fucking death metal the way we know how.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, I can't wait, dude. Go tell your wife I said hi. Hope you guys have a great
Sure,
night.
brother.
And we
You
will
too, man.
thanks, brother. We'll catch up soon, all right?
All right, take care, brother.
Later, dude.